The scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Luke, chapter 2, will begin with verse 41. Each year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover feast. When Jesus was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to their custom. After the festival was over, they were returning home, but the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't know it. Supposing that he was among the band of travelers, they journeyed on for a full day while looking for him among family and friends. When he didn't find Jesus, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple. He was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and putting questions to them. Everyone who heard him was amazed by his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were shocked. His mother said, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Listen, your father and I have been worried. We've been looking for you." And Jesus replied, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that it was necessary for me to be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he said to them. Jesus went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. His mother cherished every word in her heart. Jesus matured in wisdom and years and in favor with God and with people. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Parents have been taking their kids to church since forever. Mary and Joseph didn't start the trend. They were in a long line that winded its way toward places of worship. From camels and donkeys to station wagons to minivans and SUVs. When it was time for church, the parents loaded them up and headed them out. For their part, some kids were more willing than others, if the truth be known, and few, if any, were into the whole worship scene as much as the boy Jesus. Mary's Facebook post today is a time hop to the day that she and Joseph took Jesus to temple when he was 12 years old. After cookies and coffee, they took off with the rest of the pilgrims who had journeyed with them to Jerusalem for worship. It took a while, but when Jesus didn't show up for dinner that night, they went looking for him. He was nowhere to be found. So they loaded back up and headed back to Jerusalem. Sure enough, there he was. He had stayed over for confirmation class. He couldn't get enough. But hey, the stories were all about him, right? When it was time for church, John and Paula, Pete and Lisa, have loaded up Mackenzie and Jackson and headed to worship since they were babies. From Sunday school classes to kids club, from Christmas pageants to fishing derbies, and now confirmation class. Their parents have made sure, as the psalmist says, that their children got in on this faith thing as the word is passed along from parent to child. The preparation process for Mackenzie and Jackson to confirm the baptismal vows their parents took for them on their behalf comes down to this: hoping they acquire a longing, a desire, an interest, and an aptitude for the worship of their God. To do this, kids need to be with people who are well-versed in worship, who enjoy worship, and who do the best they can to assure that there is something provided that the kids can relate to and can enjoy. St. Luke's is a congregation that takes this task very seriously and goes about it with all the gusto we can muster. The story of this congregation, the confirmands have seen and have heard in their confirmation class, is that our church is a people who worship together, a people who love doing it. Another part of the story is that our church is part of a long tradition of people who have loved going to worship as much as we do. the psalmist saying of the beauty of his place of worship in Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed faints, for the Lord's courtyards. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Happy are those who live in your house. They praise you constantly. For one day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. Now, before Mackenzie and Jackson raised their hand, ready to point out that that doesn't sound like St. Luke's welcoming statement, which says that we are an open and affirming Christian community, actively expressing inclusive embrace of all people, and we don't need gatekeepers. That's the way confirmation class usually goes. Let's talk about that word, gatekeeper. In Hebrew, the language of the psalmist, the word gatekeeper is safaf. Now, this is where I go to the whiteboard and scribble something that looks like Hebrew letters on the whiteboard, just so they know they should be paying attention. That Hebrew word doesn't mean to stand like a sentinel beside the door to keep people out who don't belong there. The word literally means to keep yourself at the threshold. Mackenzie and Jackson, you have been among people who love to worship and who have tried to give you a love for worship too. Your charge today as confirmands is safaf. Keep yourself at the threshold of worship. Always standing in the queue, waiting for the thrill of a lifetime, better than any roller coaster, although church can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, anticipating and in the encounter with the loving and living God, and keep yourself at the threshold, wondering what new mystery you will encounter in worship this time, knowing that the Spirit of God, who is your one true source, is ready and waiting for you here. Come, ready to discover who you truly are and who you can become. Maybe that's why Jesus wasn't quite ready to go home when church was over. Safaf, keep yourself at the threshold of worship, always squirming and trying and wanting to be the first in line to cross the threshold as you enter once again into the worship of your God, wanting to lead the way for others who also love to worship, just like the psalmist who said, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in the procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude-keeping festival." Mackenzie and Jackson, there are so many doors of opportunity before you. You will cross many thresholds in your life. Decisions that you will be free to make. Directions that you will want to go. Destinies that you long to fulfill. I pray that on the other side of the doors you choose to go through, that you will find exciting and awesome adventures that will feed your soul. But of all the doors of opportunity and all the thresholds you cross, never lose the desire to keep yourself at the threshold of worship. You have been taken to church. You have been to Sunday school. You starred in Christmas pageants and pulled in prize-winning fish at the fishing derby. You have even been a doorkeeper, Mackenzie. And Jackson, you have led the procession with glad shouts of song and thanksgiving. I found pictures in the St. Luke's photo album of you doing those very things. Remember that and continue to long for new encounters with God. Safaf, keep yourself at the threshold of worship.